The abbot looked at the bellmaker.
Turn thou, Joseph.
Joseph did as he was bid, standing up. He turned around.
Done that? Now what do I do?
Simeon shook with silent laughter. The abbot glared in his direction.
This is no laughing matter, my friend.
The blind mouse took a little time to compose himself.
Sorry, Sextus, but I did hear Joseph actually stand and turn then. That's what I was laughing at. You've got it all wrong. The rhyme means that you turn the word thou.
Sextus thought about it for a moment. Then he tried.
Oath. What's that supposed to mean?
Try turning it a bit more. Switch the letters O and U around.
Oath. Still means nothing.
Simeon took a sip of his mint tea.
It won't until you find where a snake begins.
The abbot looked puzzled.
At its tail, I suppose. That's where all snakes begin.
Oh, really?
The blind herbalist snorted impatiently.
I'm Simeon. That begins with S. You're Sextus. That begins with S. Now, what does snake begin with? An S!
Sextus still looked blank.
I'm sorry, Simeon. You've lost me. Could you explain it all?
Simeon spoke in a slow and patient tone.
Put the letter S with the word outh, and you have south. Due south. Martin is pleading with you to sail due south.
Sextus swept the cup from Simeon's paw and gave it to Rufe.
Mint tea is no fitting drink for a genius. Rufe, take this to the cellars and fill it with the finest old blackberry wine. For a blind mouse who can see further than any beast in Redwall Abbey. Simeon, accept my humble congratulations.
Long into the afternoon they laboured at the final verse, Joseph reading it over and over.
Five will ride the roaring burn, but only four will e'er return. Ergan sits in Gael's royal house, warrior maid and warrior mouse, say hasten and give aid.
Rufe Brush repeated the second line.
But only four will e'er return. Will one of us die, Durry?
The hedgehog shook his spiky head.
Pay it no heed, Rufie. We'll take care of each other. Besides, it may be a trick line. Martin the warrior always says one thing and means another. Don't you worry, mate.
Durry's right. No use wondering how a journey will finish before you start it,
said Melis as she passed Rufe a cup of cider.
Warrior Maid and Warrior Mouse must be Marielle and Dandin, as you said, Joseph, and you must hasten and give aid to them. But what do the other lines mean?
Hon Rosie gave a careless shrug.
Five riding the roaring burn and Ergan sitting in Gael's royal house, what? What's a roaring thingy and what's an Ergan or a Gael, even if they do have a royal bally house? We either know or we don't, and take it from me, chaps, I certainly don't. Never was much good in the brain box department, but I'm frightened of nothing, so why worry about it, eh?
Simeon rose slowly, straightening up his old frame with a grimace.
That's the wisest thing I've heard all day, Rosie.
Joseph stood and offered his paw for Simeon to lean on.
Right. We've got the five, and we know which direction to travel. That's good enough for me. Tomorrow, at first light, we set out to find Marielle and Dandin.